final happen like that. We are calling for the agenda to say the agenda says here that you have said was approved with that at 9. But I think I communicated clearly as a person that the committee requested that if there is nothing that pushes us to start at 9, we can start our meeting at 9:30, even at 10 if the agenda is not much. But now there's this communication, you communicate on the other side, and then the secretaries are given another communication by the section, their section, to say the chair of health instructed that the meeting should start at 9. I said, no, that is not the way of operating. The committee for the right to decide when they are going to start at 9. So I would suggest that if they insist, what we can do as the portfolio committee, we must that's ourselves to say, even if they put 9 o'clock, our meeting is going to start at 5:30. We must agree on that. But if we have an issue that we feel that they're going to take us long, that can be communicated to the members clearly that we're going to start at 9. So I'm suggesting that for the
you spend an hour, I mean, a cashier started that day. You spend more than an hour on the traffic. If there's an exit that you go to do. So those things must also be raised. It's not that people don't want to be at 90, but the transport is there. Make it difficult.
So it means there is a new consistency in application of rules. You are welcome, honorable members. Otherwise, we were just starting. Otherwise, we have not gone so far. In our agenda, we were expecting the department to come and brief us on the regulations of the Housing Development Agency and the Social Housing Regulatory Authority. So, seemingly, they are not yet around, but we'll continue with other issues. So the meeting has been opened already, then I would invite the apologies if there are any apologies by the secretary. The only apology that I have today is that the board is working well.
My apologies, therefore, I can now.
Let's proceed to the adoption of the minutes. We are having two sets of minutes before us. The first minutes were on the 8th July, where we invited the to make a presentation for the portfolio committee. So I would like the members who were present on that meeting just to run through the minutes for 5 seconds. And then we'll come back to them and confirm make the corrections. Yeah. Honorable Father?
I just had a meeting that I think that late. Both meetings on Wednesday. Wednesday was the one on 8th July, the other one on 10th July, 10 years. So we have 2 Wednesdays in 1 week.
I think the second day, it was third court. It was the first day and the second day. Was it the same day? Honorable members, I hope now we are through. Can we look at the page one? In fact, the page one is just the attendance and the apology. It might happen that somebody was not there and the name is here, so there's nothing on page one. On page two, is there any correction that we can make or any? Nothing. On page three, nothing so far. Then the last page. Another problem.
Chairperson, just on the last page, a very first sentence. It is my recollection that the minister stated that the contractor, well, that should be the contractor, rectified all the structural defects. It is my recollection that they said that the contractor was in the process of rectifying the defects. They were certainly not all of them were. I seem to recall that they were still busy. They weren't complete with it.
No, they confirmed. You are so adamant about the rectification program has been done successfully. I remember Honorable Siglak opposing that. And then they didn't come out to me. Principal confirmed that the rectification program was done. Even if you remember, even if you said with the copper, they confirmed that. So they remain adamant. So I think maybe you need some, but the members where they can also assist me.
I think that is correct, because that what we agreed was that we would actually go on staff to see for ourselves and inspect that was correct.
Thank you very much, sir. Are you certain now? Honorable Sutler?
Okay, I think this is what the leader said. They finish on the side. Where I ask a question. Why, if they finish on the side, why they still promise?
Let's agree on that. And then we'll make it for the hour. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Madam President. So we are going to ask for something and the person that was not going to be amendment of the correction.
Just a very general comment on the minute, and it may not apply to this particular one, but I think we should as an item here, any resolution taken by the committee in there, so that it's easier to follow up. And I noticed there, for example, the very last sentence on the briefing of the court judgment that says the department views issues and report on the progress to the committee. If we don't isolate these things, we're going to forget about it. And I dare say the department is wrong. That's the one issue, Chair. Then if I may make a request that we actually get the draft minutes before the meeting, so that we can...
Mr. Sainz, the copy was not going to be displayed last meeting. So they were with you.
You are going home.
What are the comments?
Chairperson, just whilst we're on that, I wonder if it's possible to get the minutes sort of following the meeting. This is goes back quite a long time, and then it becomes difficult to remember.
You are welcome there. The representative from the office of the minister. Let's get to the next set of adoption. Adoption of the minutes, and the honorable Lamini, and then honorable Gomez. Let's get to the next set of items. Minutes. Are we processed? Page 2? Any corrections? Another mistake?
Okay, on item 1, the very last paragraph, the last statement of the subsidy system owing to increase of performance, I think the M should come up. Probably want to say owing to, I suppose, the increase of performance. So owing to the.
Thank you. No follow up question or whatever at the arrival. Are there problems to be followed by other music left?
I just need to check that that is the third paragraph.
Page 4.
2.2. I don't think committee management committee. I think one of those committees. It's not a committee management committee. It's not just a management committee.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mine is just a clarity on the question of title deeds that people of Mandela Park is getting. And I think the acting CEO said you were going to come back to us for the question. But it's not clear.
I think let me take this, the opportunity to explain more again, to come up with another explanation on the issue of the capacity building program. The capacity building program that is referred to here, they were supposed to be a delegation that is the that had to leave by the 17th of August to attend this program. But unfortunately, the funding was the issue. So I thought it was necessary for the committee to know that the issue of the funding. But these programs, they kept on coming. We are always informed about them. I think even before the end of the term, we will be able to attend the program. Thank you. Any adjust? Okay.
I think in this particular one, we need to do a recommendation, which is what I asked for previously. But I'm not sure if this recommendation is actually what we asked for.
Which one?
The recommendation. So they're talking about the handover report. Now, I thought that was exactly what they did this week. To my knowledge, there isn't another handover report. There were other issues that we asked for. For example, I think one of the issues they brought up was the transfer of the employees, where there is few ways in transfer. And
and I think that was asked, and we make reference to it in on page 3, just above item 2. And we say, for example, the committee advised the department to consider an honor commitment made, therefore this matter will be referred back to the department to handle. I think that is the type of issue that we should put under recommendation.
Thank you very much, Mr. Singh. Yeah, I think the correction that taken has been taken up. So can we... I'm calling for the adoption of the agenda. Another one must rule. Adoption. The second. Honorable Stan. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. He is ready outside, and I would request the department to just to stay with us, because the members were supposed to get there before we get to school. We're going to get cold. I'm not going to take much time. Can we just grab our uncle's seat and come back? The item on our agenda is the briefing by the department on the regulation. Can we have a representative from the department?
Good morning, everybody. My name is Mili Lekhaba. I am responsible for parliamentary and cabinet liaison in the Office of the Director General for Cape Town. I would like to inform the committee that there is no representative from the department that has arrived this morning, despite assurances that were made late afternoon yesterday that there will be people coming through. So, at this point in time, I'm not in a position to say what has happened. I do not know what the reasons are for people not showing up. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Tufash, Honorable Bonnet, Honorable Sting.
I want to suggest that perhaps the gentlemen go outside and try and contact the office so that we get some sort of answer. Are they on their way? Are they delayed whilst we debate, unless the debate is for their ears? But if in the meantime we can, because there seems to be no thing, are they coming, are they not coming?
Honorable,
okay.
The party, were you going to raise the same thing? Or can that... Okay, what are those things? You know, when you send your request, the application, the group also, you have to fight and fight, so we are doing that. No, no, Diana.
Thank you, ma'am. I've just contacted the gentleman who was supposed to be here, and he informed me that when he was making his arrangements, he was not given permission to travel. Yes. So the long and short is that there is no body on the way, no word is sent to come.
Let me raise this invitation to the department. The date was on the 24th. The letter was sent to them on the 25th. Now, yesterday, in the afternoon, I think around about 4, I received a message from the committee secretary to say there is this letter, correspondence from the department that says, kindly take note that the proclamation of the commencement, on the commencement of the Social Housing Act and the Development Agency were promulgated on 5th November 2008 and 31st October 2008, respectively. The regulations to be made under the said acts are in the process of being developed and finalized. Both of these acts require the minister to make the regulations after consultation with Parliament, and therefore the department cannot finalize and pass the regulations without affording Parliament the opportunity to recommend and input on them. Once the regulations have been finalized and certified by the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor, we will advise the committee in this regard. I trust that you would find the above in order. Should you have any queries, please do not hesitate to contact me. Kind regards, D.G. W. Godwin. Date 1st 9, 2009. Thank you. Honorable Thomas.
Chairperson. This is a complete undermining of this committee by the department. They can't send a letter on the 1st while the meeting is scheduled for the 2nd. I think that the DGN team should be called to come to this committee. And they must explain that this committee, when it calls them, whatever they have, they must put it aside. I mean, there is the cry outside. People are doing every day for housing. You go to your constituency, you don't have the answer. To me, Jefferson, those people should be called. And if they need to be reprimanded, they must be reprimanded here, not by letter. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. Honorable Clay. Honorable, to be followed by Honorable Darani.
Okay, thank you. I fully endorse what my colleague has said, because I find it very strange that they initially indicated, yes, that they will come and make a presentation. The gentleman from the department indicated that by yesterday afternoon everything was put in place. And then they sent you a letter at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. It's simply unacceptable. They should have known earlier that they were unable to do it because it's not been completed or whatever. But it appears that they do have something, and for some reason they don't want to table it to the committee at this point. So I fully endorse what my colleagues have said. They should not be reprimanded by means of a letter. And I think you need to talk directly to the minister, because we talk to the politicians and not the officials, and indicate how unhappy this committee is with the treatment from the DGNC.
Madam Chair, I think Honorable Steyn has covered the point. We must draw a distinction between those who are answerable to us and those who are accountable to us. But just to ensure that we don't blur the distinction. And then I think Steyn will cover maybe that people who account here are political, the minister who raises them. And it's the truth of the minister what she or he does. You should really just do that, because it may cause more unnecessary problems. I think once we have spoken to a minister, we'll be fine, and then the minister should then ensure that the department responds accordingly, whatever the government is looking for. And then I guess that maybe not because this is the first time they're letting us down. Maybe there will be a profound reason why they're not here. And I think the minister then can assist us a lot to explain some of this matter. And then we can see that what the department wants to do with some of the issues. I accept that the master of command, and I think the political leadership. I guess also letters, when they go to department, they go to the minister, know that the portfolio committee of human settlement is meeting on this day and this day. And of course, for the soil is invited to come and attend. In other areas, sometimes the political leadership doesn't even know. And then as a result of that, when we hold them accountable, we find them very empty, that they didn't even know that they were supposed to be. They are officials who ever are supposed to be in a meeting. I always emphasize the point there that who accounts to us must account to us, and those who are answerable to us for information based, then the department must deal with them on that way. I accept that when the next meeting, I think they'll be able to come in and spend them.
Thank you, Honorable Member. I think it can come to the end of this, because I think it is important to the issue that has been raised by the Honorable Member. It is important. Because what the point is here is not that they should come if they are not ready. The point is they received the notice earlier on, a week ago. They knew that they are not ready. So they should have informed the committee on time that we are not ready on this matter. And the department is very much aware that we still have a long list of the issues that we need to deal with them. I mean, it's just to be dealing with, they have to come to present it or to us. So they should have said, we are not ready on this matter. Can you allow us to come and present something else? Because we are working there. Every week, we have to do something as a portfolio committee. So they should have done that. But instead of doing that, they kept on quietly and promising that they are coming. And then in the afternoon, say yesterday, they decided to say they are not coming. So that is the issue here. It's not the issue of not doing those regulations. Because now they have pinned them down to say before those regulations are passed, approved, they will come before us. So we accept that commitment. We don't have a problem. But the problem is the issue of not responding earlier to the committee. Because we have a lot of things to do. So I think we are going to take it up with the minister. But I think it is the DG, because the DG is a political appointee. Sometimes we need to speak to him. In fact, I spoke to him yesterday. And he has to say, no, somebody is going to come. That's to explain that we are not ready. Because I told him that this thing is wrong. It's not correct. So, but we'll contact, we will write a letter to the minister explaining that this thing must not happen again. Thank you very much, honorable members. I need to have a chance.